been turned around, but I've never been lost. I've seen the waters get troubled, but we walked across. When my knees were shaking, you held my hand, turning my problems into a promised land.
The young good shepherd, I'll follow all my days. There ain't nothing sweeter than to watch you make a way. You walk me through the valley, but you never steer me wrong. So lead on, good shepherd, lead on. You never steer me wrong. So lead on, good shepherd, lead on.
Come on now.
Step by step, day by day, lead me on, Lord, I pray. Road gets dark, walk by faith. Lead on, good shepherd. Step by step, day by day, lead me on, Lord, I pray. Road gets dark, walk by faith.
And I'm gonna be alright.
I got that hallelujah feeling down in my soul. I got that hallelujah feeling that I won't let go. I've been born again, yes and amen. No matter what comes, I know. I got that hallelujah feeling down in my soul. Hallelujah.
sun won't shine. There's a season for the struggle and a season for the prize. But my hope is never fading, 'cause it's anchored in the truth. My Father goes before me, and His joy will see me through.
And I got that hallelujah feeling down in my soul.
glory, and there he shall reign forevermore.
Sing hallelujah.
Sing it.
Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah for the things he has done. Come and adore him. Bow down before him.
Church last week. I don't know if you remember, but she was on a walker.
Yes.
I think of the scripture that says he forgives all of our iniquities. She surrendered her life to God and he heals all our diseases. She is a miracle here. So I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna give you a rundown. I'm gonna let her tell you all that God has done for her in this week.
First it was Tuesday night when I called Pastor Debbie called me. And after we did a prayer for forgiveness, I ended up having my sugars go completely normal when they were originally running between 200 and 300. And then the following day I got up and my knees went completely normal. I was able to walk without, and they're bone on bone. And I was able to completely walk up and down stairs and everything at my house without any problem and no pain. And I have no neuropathy in my feet anymore.
No neuropathy? I have to tell you, I saw a picture, and if you have to go back and watch her broadcast, it's phenomenal, but I saw a picture of a wound that would not heal because of the diabetes. It remained open, and the wound is completely closed. God just has healed several things. Her neck, she had degenerative
disc disease in my neck and my back.
You couldn't move your neck.
Couldn't move it at all. And now I can move it completely.
She is in no pain. A miracle. Hallelujah. Can you give God praise? So sing hallelujah for the things he has done. I love it. Hallelujah. Sing it. Sing it. Thank you, Tim.
Sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah for the things he has done.
hands out and give someone a hug, give him a high five, greet someone in the house, let his love in you get to someone else today. So good to see you back in the house of God today. You may be seated.
Amen. God is good. Amen. Hallelujah. And he's in the house today. Jesus is in the house today. And we welcome him and his Holy Spirit. We're getting ready to take up today's tithes and offerings, but I have a scripture for you. Luke 6:38, and it says, "Give and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with what meat you give, it shall be measured to you again." You're faithful in your tithes and offerings. God said, "I'm not only going to bless you, I'm going to cause other people to bless you." Think about that. He's going to not only bless you, but he's going to cause people around you to bless you. That's awesome. Amen. So if the ushers will come today, we're going to receive today's tithes and offerings. If you have an offering or tithes, you can drop it in the basket. You can go to the Welcome Center and use the app. You can go online to cccmurphy.com or simply text 84321 on your phone. Let's bow our heads and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness and love. We pray a blessing upon the tithes and offerings, that they be used to the furthering of the Holy Gospel, to the message, to the four corners of the earth, to every tongue, and to every nation, because you bought their salvation with your own precious blood. We pray a blessing upon Pastor Rick today as he brings the word. Anoint him to speak to our hearts. Anoint our hearts to be open to the word, to receive it with joy and gladness, that we would know what you want us to know. We give you the glory and praise and honor for it in your name. Amen.
Well, amen and welcome. We're so glad that you're here with us this morning. If this is your first time with us, an extra special welcome. If you would, please fill out the Connect card in your bulletin. You can bring that to the welcome desk where we have a gift for you. We'd love to meet you and welcome you to our church family. If you're joining us online, go ahead and drop your location in the comment section. You can DM us or you can email us at info@cccmurphy.com. Just a few announcements and reminders for you. Our midweek schedule for this week will remain the same. Immediately following service in the conference room will be our Next Steps class. So if you have not signed up for that and would like to join us, you still can. Just head to the conference room after service. And then we will be having a miracle worker practice after service as well. Lunch will be in the chapel. So play is in the chapel and Next Step is in the conference room. Then Chosen tonight from 4 to 6. The midweek Wednesday, we have Bible studies at 1 and 7 o'clock. Thursday, Overcomers will be meeting from 6 to 8, and then Saturday, ladies will be Empower Hour. A few things coming up on the 17th will be our One for the Cross special offering. So if you would, please watch this video.
What can you find when you visit Bald Knob Cross of Peace? You'll find a 111-foot monument that towers over the Shawnee National Forest. You'll find 87 years of Easter sunrise services. You'll find our long-standing Blessing of the Bikes, where bikers gather from all over the region and beyond to have a special blessing prayed over their bikes. You'll find the annual Blessing of the Jeeps, with over 800 Jeeps expected to arrive this year at Bald Knob. You'll find unmatched beauty in the spring, summer, and fall. The fall colors will attract thousands of visitors from all across the region. You'll find amazing Christian concerts. At Bald Knob Cross, you'll find faith, hope, charity, and peace.
So we will be taking up that offering next Sunday in both services. Then also on the 17th, Chosen will be headed to a Unite youth group rally. We'll be leaving the church here at 4:30, returning around 7:30. Then also coming up on the 23rd, Chosen is headed to St. Louis for Winter Jam. The cost is $50. Sign up is in the lobby. And then on the 24th is going to be our resurrection seed offering, and that is a step of faith. So Pastor will be talking to you a little bit more about that, but just challenging you in how many steps of faith you can take, and that offering will go directly to the new Family Life Center and the building project out back. So we are very excited about that. But we love you. We're so glad that you're here with us this morning. And if you would, please welcome Sonia Young. You're welcome.
Good morning. How many of you are blessed? Ah, good, good, good. I am blessed. I'm here this morning, and I realized that there are four generations sitting over here praising God. My daddy came in this morning to praise God and to support me, but then it hit me as I was sitting there watching my granddaughter. So there's my dad, me, my daughters, and my grandkids, and they're praising, and my little granddaughter's over there singing, sing hallelujah. And I just, my heart just overwhelmed. I thought, you know, this isn't four generations. This is five, because there's my dad, there's me, my daughters, there's my granddaughters, and then our collective Heavenly Father. Now, are we blessed? We are blessed. I hope this song blesses you.
Caught me by surprise,
and he brought me to my knees when God ran. I was so ashamed, all alone and so far away. But now I know he was waiting for that day. He ran to me, he took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, said, "My son's come home again." He lifted my face, wiped the tears from my eyes, with forgiveness in his voice, felt his love for me again. He ran to me, he took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, said, "My son's come home again." He ran to me. He called me son. He said, "Son, do you know I still love you?" He ran to me. And then I ran to him.
Song, "When God Ran." Aren't you glad that he ran to you? Amen. Some of us been running from him for a long time, but God ran to us. Just a note on the resurrection seed offering, the steps of faith. I had an epiphany last night, and in the epiphany, I realized that 10,000 steps is an awful lot of steps. And it dawned on me how we could almost cut those steps in half. How many of you'd like to see that happen? And that's by, instead of it being $6 a step, we're going to go to $10 a step. How many of you could take one step? So one step is $10. That means we only need 6,000 steps instead of 10,000 steps. And Kathy's going to rework her magic on that illustration. So now it also makes it a lot easier to count. So we're looking at raising the money to be able to pour the floor, and we're excited about it. God's good, and he's got things well in control and well underway. Real quick before I get into the message, outside on the welcome desk, you'll find a sheet. I want to encourage you to pick it up, take it home with you, and call your state senator or your state representative. There's a bill before the Illinois legislature, HB 4876, and they're trying to make it illegal for a parent to stop their child from having an abortion or a sex change operation. If you try and intervene in any way, you'll be considered breaking the law if this passes. So how many of you know that parents are the ones that ought to raise their children and not the government? Amen. So just call your legislature and remind them that they're your children, not theirs. Amen.